A meeting took place yesterday at the Boulder Chamber of Commerce to convene a number of city and county officials along with some residents to discuss so-called high utilizers. The meeting was organized by an individual and was originally closed doors, but after City Councilperson Nicole Spear asked about it during last week's City Council meeting, it was open to the public. KGNU's Alexis Kenyon went to check it out and now joins me in the studio. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning, Shannon.
So, first, give us a sense of who all was in the room and for what reason.
Yeah, so it was an interesting meeting. It took place at 10:30 a.m. and there was a whole lineup of Boulder bigwigs on the docket. So, there were about 50 to 75 people there. And in the front, there were the speakers who had 4 minutes to speak. Up first was District Attorney Michael Doherty. There was Boulder County Commissioner Claire Levy, Police Chief Maris Harold, Boulder County Sheriff Curtis Johnson, Director of Housing and Human Services, Kurt Fernhaber, council members Mark Wallach and Tara Wiener, a lot of people, a lot of important people. There was a show of hands, and I would say like 90% of the people were business owners. It was interesting because we were there to talk about our unhoused population, and there was a show of hands, and there were two unhoused people, only one who is currently unhoused. I would say it was 99% white. 99, I would say most people were in the age of between 50 and 70. There just wasn't a lot of diversity in the room. And there were a lot of powerful Boulder leaders.
How about the income level, would you say?
I would, you know, I didn't ask them directly, but I would say it would be fair to say these people are not struggling. There was a lot of very well-dressed, done-up people. People didn't look like they were, they didn't even look like they were in the lower income groups. I mean, I can't be certain, but.
Okay. Well, the meeting that was, some folks were very careful to point out that it wasn't about the unhoused population. It was about so-called high utilizers. Can you define that term for me?
Yes. Well, this is also another kind of problematic part of the meeting. And, you know, there was a lot of good intentions in this meeting. I felt like people sincerely were trying to be caring. But this whole idea of high utilizers was problematic on its head. So the person who organized the meeting, Chris Drummond, described it as people who are utilizing city services at a rate that's not matched by others. But as soon as Michael Doherty got up, he made a really good point about, and he had asked Chris Drummond, you know, what do you mean? Because we don't actually really have a clear definition of this. And maybe we should know what we're talking about before we start making decisions. We have a clip of that.
As Bart is aware, I emailed him to say, well, what are we actually talking about here? Are you talking about top 50 people who utilize services? Top 50 people who have most frequent contacts with law enforcement? Top 50 people with most cases in the justice system? Or top 50 people who've caused the most harm in the community? Because those are actually four different lists.
So that was DA Doherty. And also I wanted to play another clip from County Commissioner Claire Levy. She had a similar sentiment.
You know, ostensibly we're here to talk about high utilizers. Well, who are they? What does that mean? And does labeling people help us solve a problem? We need services and the prompt was, what is your function, the county government function, doing to address this situation? Labeling people, saying what's not okay. Of course it's not okay to cycle in and out of jail, but that doesn't tell us what is okay and what should happen.
So, yeah, this sentiment of we can't jail our way, we can't police our way out of it, we can't send all homeless people or unhoused people to jail was, I think, it seemed like a consensus in the room, but there was a lot of talking past each other and not a lot of I didn't feel like there was a lot of perspective sharing until there was one unhoused individual who came up and spoke, his name is Dre. He's 28. And honestly, he had the most profound insight, I think, of the entire two-hour meeting. Here he is.
It's the first time I'm ever, like, in this sort of setting. It's like, whoa. I don't know what really makes a difference, but I do feel that the relationships is the most valuable thing. And, like, I don't know, like, it is frustrating, you know, them doing these things, but they seem to want to be good or be seen as good, you know. They want to know that they're a part of something. And when people continuously are attacking their behavior, it just reinforces it. So, I mean, I feel like to address it, you almost have to be on their side in a way. You have to let them address it in a way. Like, they are always trying to be good people, but they just want to do it. They don't want to have somebody tell them or something of this nature, you know? And then giving them a role and a responsibility to help the community also can be quite impactful in getting them to change, like, you know?
Okay, that was the only person in the room with current lived experience with homelessness who spoke. So, Alexis, I'm just wondering, what are your takeaways? Where is this going?
I thought there were some good intentions. I think there was a major oversight not bringing unhoused people to have a conversation about unhoused populations. This seemed like something that they can only remedy. They can't find solutions for people if they're not in the room. I think that going forward, maybe they will bring more unhoused people. I'm not sure. But I think that it was good to get a conversation going. It was good to reflect on this stuff. And so if nothing else, that was the positive takeaway.
Okay. KGNU news reporter Alexis Kenyon, thanks for the information.
Absolutely. Thank you.